Okay, so we're diving into the book of Job today. You know, that story everyone kind of knows, right?
Right, yeah.
About the guy who just goes through so much but never loses faith. But I think there's way more to it than that, like a whole deeper level most of us miss.
I agree, totally. People see it as just suffering and keeping the faith, but there's a lot under the surface.
And that's what we're getting into today.
Mm.
We've got this scholar, John Walton, who studied the original Hebrew for ages, and he's got these insights that could, like, change how you see the whole thing.
One of the big things people get wrong is thinking it's all about Job himself, you know, his struggles and all that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Walton's saying Job isn't even the main point. The book uses him to show us something bigger about, like, how we're supposed to understand God.
Ooh, that's interesting. So not a self-help book or a biography, but more about God, especially when things are rough.
Exactly. So yeah. The story starts with Job. He's righteous, life's good, blessed, and all that. Then, bam, everything gets flipped. Family's gone, wealth, health, everything. His friends don't even help. They're like, you must messed up big time to deserve this.
Oof, that's rough.
So Job's questioning God, wondering where the justice is. It's all pretty relatable.
I could see that. Like when something awful happens and we want to blame someone, find a reason, any reason.
Yeah.
It's just human nature.
Yeah, totally. But, and here's where it gets kind of cool. From the start, the book's hinting that Job isn't actually on trial, even though that's what it seems like.
Wait, so if it's not Job, who is? What's really going on?
Well, Walton says Job's like this star witness, but he doesn't even know it. It's this cosmic courtroom thing.
Whoa, okay.
But the trial isn't about if Job is good. It's more about God's character, God's wisdom being on display.
I'm starting to see how that changes everything. It's not just one guy's bad luck. It's like this whole deeper story playing out.
Right. It's like we're watching God's nature be put under a microscope, and Job's experience, how he stays faithful through it all, that becomes like the evidence.
So it's not a book explaining why bad stuff happens or defending God, but more how we understand him, even when we don't get the answers.
You got it. And that brings up another thing people get wrong, thinking the book's about finding answers to suffering.
Yeah, for sure.
But Walton's point is, it's about learning to trust God even when we don't understand.
That's hard, man. Especially when you're in pain or things are falling apart. We want explanations. We want fairness.
Oh, absolutely. But Walton says real trust isn't knowing all the answers. He even says trust is what we do when we don't know.
Wow, I like that. So it's okay to admit we don't get it, but still trust God's there.
Exactly. Like, his wisdom and plan are bigger than ours, and sometimes the most faithful thing is just being okay with that mystery, even when it hurts.
Okay, but I'm curious about God's wisdom being on trial here, because the book also talks a lot about how righteous Job is. How does that fit in?
Ah, that's a good point, and it gets to the heart of it. If Job being good is the evidence, the question is, why is he good? Like, is it genuine? Because he loves and trusts God? Or does he just want to be rewarded and not punished?
Mm-hmm. So it's not enough to be good. It's about what's behind it.
Right. And Walton uses this analogy of a vending machine God, where we think good deeds equal blessings automatically.
Oof. Yeah, I think we've all kind of fallen into that mindset sometimes. Like, I'm good, so God owes me something.
And Job challenges that. It makes us ask ourselves, are we with God because we truly love him or just wanting a cosmic reward?
This is blowing my mind. It's like we're peeling back layers of this story I thought I knew.
It really is. Like, we're going deeper, finding this whole philosophical, theological level to the story.
And that vending machine God thing you said, that hit hard. I think we've all done that, right? Treating faith like a transaction, not a real relationship.
Oh, yeah. It's so human, especially when we're hurting. We want to think if we're good, good things have to happen, and bad stuff means we messed up.
But Job blows that up, right?
Huh.
Being righteous isn't about getting points or dodging punishment.
Exactly. It's about righteousness that comes from a deeper place, like love for God, wanting to do his will, no matter what's going on around us.
So less about rules, more about a heart connection with God, even when life's throwing punches.
That's it. And that's where the trust part fits in. Not blind faith, not ignoring the pain, but saying, I don't get this, but I trust God's bigger than my understanding.
Like, God, I don't know why, but I trust you're with me in this, and it's going to be okay somehow.
Beautiful. That's Job's whole message. Even suffering like that, he never completely loses his faith.
He's questioning, arguing, grieving, yeah, but he never lets go of that belief.
Right, and that's inspiring. Faith isn't about no doubts or easy times. It's holding on, believing in something bigger, even when everything's falling apart.
So we're seeing Job isn't just about Job. It's about understanding God, trusting his wisdom, and this deeper kind of righteousness.
And realizing God's not a business deal. It's not, I do this, you do that. It's surrendering to a love beyond what we can grasp.
I think anyone can relate to that, religious or not.
Yeah.
We all want meaning, purpose, something bigger than ourselves.
100%. And Job, old as it is, speaks to that. It shows us being human, the tough questions, suffering, what God's really like.
It's wild how a book that old can still hit us today. The stuff Job feels, grief, frustration, questioning, we've all been there.
Exactly. That's why it still matters, I think. It gets to that part of us that wants to understand, to belong, to connect to something bigger.
So taking the step back, what are the big takeaways from Walton's view on Job? How is he changing how we usually see it?
Well, first off, he's saying, stop focusing on Job himself, look at God. The book isn't Job's life story or even just about suffering. It's about how we relate to God, especially when things are rough.
Right, right. And we tend to think about God's justice in this narrow way, but Walton's saying true trust is letting go of that, trusting his wisdom even when we don't get it.
Exactly. He's saying be okay with the mystery. We might not have answers, but we can still trust God's good, God's loving.
And real righteousness isn't checklist stuff to get rewards. It's that heart connection, doing his will because we want to, out of love.
Yeah. And maybe most important, Walton's saying Job isn't giving us answers. It's making us start a conversation about faith, about suffering, about who God really is.
It's not about easy fixes. It's about those tough questions, digging deep into our own beliefs and coming out with a stronger, more real understanding of faith, of suffering, of God himself.
It's about seeing faith as a journey, not the destination. And that journey can take you through some dark places. But Job reminds us, even there, God's present.
He might not rescue us or explain everything, but he's there, walking with us, guiding us, shaping us. It's like even when things are awful, there's this strength, this comfort in knowing there's something bigger holding it all together.
And it makes you look past just what's happening now, you know,
yeah.
Like trusting God's got a plan even when we can't see the way forward.
I feel like I need to reread Job now with all this in mind.
It's amazing what a new perspective can do.
Totally. Like putting on new glasses and seeing everything differently.
Exactly.
Thinking back on all the stuff we talked about, those wrong ideas people have about Job, which one really stood out to you? Which one changed how you thought about it before?
That's a good question. I think for me, it's realizing the book isn't about proving God's fair.
Yeah.
It's such a small change in how you think, but it totally changes how you deal with suffering and how you see God.
I get that. It's so easy to want to know why bad stuff happens, to make it fit into what we think's fair.
Right. But maybe that's not the point. Maybe it's about learning to trust God's wisdom, even when it doesn't seem fair to us. Like, if we stop trying to judge God, what does trusting him in our pain really mean? That's something we can all think about as we keep exploring this book.
Yeah, it's a question worth struggling with. And it shows how powerful Job is. It's not giving us easy answers or telling us what to think. It's making us wrestle with these huge questions, face our doubts, and in the end, understand faith, suffering, and God in a much deeper way.
Well said. It's been great doing this deep dive into Job with you. I hope it makes people want to read it again with fresh eyes.
Me too.
Oh.
And everyone listening, keep searching, keep questioning, keep looking for that deeper meaning in the stories that make us who we are. Until next time, keep diving deep.